Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, it is Kevin Kenny inside the Hard Rock Artist Lounge at the Odyssey Beach Festival with Swaco.
That is me. I'm Swaco. What's up?
I'm glad. I'm telling the truth. Tell him. You're actually Swaco.
Believe it or not, it may not seem like I am Swaco, but I am Swaco.
We thought about getting an imposter, but we went with the real deal.
That would have been crazy if you brought an imposter in, just like drew on the tattoos. Yeah. That would be crazy.
You know what? You're sort of known. You've had a really interesting career, I'll say, right? Because you got the SoundCloud tag just because you blew up on that platform, right? People want to call you a SoundCloud rapper. And then, you know, your heart was always in the pop punk rock space. And then you really had a great success. You had that great record with Feldy and a bunch of other producers that you just put out last year. And then I love this Warren Zeider song. You got to
Ride It Hard.
Ride It Hard, dude. So like, where does that interest come from? Is that like you're a lover of a country, or is it more just like a vibe with you and Warren where that's sort of what it was born out of?
Well, kind of both. A lot of my family, I didn't really necessarily listen to that much country growing up just because I'm from LA. Like I grew up in Los Angeles.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But a lot of my family that grew up in like Texas and stuff, they were all listening to country music. And then I was talking to Warren, and then one of my cousins was like a huge fan. And so I was like, yeah, you know this guy? And he just started like freaking out. Like, and I was like, okay, I have to do something with him. Like I have to meet him. We have to like figure something out.
Did you go to Nashville for it?
Yeah, I did. He came to LA and then I went to Nashville. He's a super cool dude. I love him.
It's almost analogous though, like him in country and then you in your world. You know what I mean? Because he's like up and coming guy. He's huge online, right? And you guys both sort of intersect on that like sort of party rock vibe. You know what I'm
100%,
trying to say?
Yeah.
And it's funny because you know, it's a country song. He's a country artist, but it's like, it's really more of a rock song.
Yeah. Well, it's like, call it whatever you want it. It's just good music.
No, totally. And in terms of like what's next for you, are you already working on the next project? Because I've seen you and Aaron in the studio, you know, getting super busy in the past couple weeks.
Yeah, like we just got finished with the tour a couple weeks ago and now just getting back into the studio, starting to work on the next album. Really in like the beginning stages of figuring it out. Right
are
now.
A lot of the ideas that you guys are working out now in the studio, were they born out of ideas you talked about on the road?
A little bit.
Yeah.
I noticed, at least for me, like the ideas, creating ideas happens on the road, but it's hard to like go and like make full stuff.
Oh no.
When you're on the road.
It's like almost impossible.
It's almost impossible.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, it's funny. Your name comes up in so many interviews. I was just thinking like Jacoby shouting you out recently.
Dude, Jacoby's the man. I love him.
He Shout really out is Jacoby. Like the nicest guy ever. But it's funny because you get a lot of praise for your music, but then you're also a unique artist because you almost get equal praise for your content creation. You know,
me and my manager Lucas, he's in the corner right there.
Is this the dream team?
It's the dream team, baby.
Whose idea was the road idea?
Oh, I mean, that was a wild video we caught
in my
DMs. That's it was in my DMs and we posted it. We didn't make that.
No, of course. That's legit. But you know, a lot of artists, right? They complain about having to do content. You've really thrived. I mean, what's interesting is a lot of artists get credit for like creating a sound. You should get credit for like creating these tropes on TikTok that are literally copied. And they're like, almost like you create these blueprints and they're your original ideas. And then you see people have their own success with them, which must be so gnarly for you.
No, it's crazy. It's like creating a whole new way for people to do it themselves.
Yeah.
Which I think is so cool.
How do you sort of, I'm just so fascinated to talk to you about it because it's almost cliche that artists are like, oh, I hate TikTok. I have to make TikToks. You really like seemingly love it and thrive on that platform. And I think you take probably the same amount of thought to your music maybe as you do to the content.
Yeah, I don't know. To me, it's like, it's just another form of creation.
Right.
Right. So just like how I might get juiced about making a song, it's the same thing about making a video. It's the same thought process, at least for me.
Yeah.
It's all creation at the end of the day, whatever platform, like those making a video, making a song, I'm not good at like art, like visual art, but like example, like making a song, a piece of art or like a poem or like anything. It's all just creation at the end of the day.
Right.
And whatever feels good, like you should just roll with it. And that's kind of how I view it, if that makes sense.
No, totally. And then just in closing, like with the new music coming out, you have such a diversified catalog, if you will, of where you've taken your music in the past. Where do you want to take this next one? I mean, it might be so early, you can't say.
It's really early. I'm like still figuring it out.
Yeah.
But like I'm thinking more like to the down, like bare bones to the basics. Like more stripped back.
Oh, interesting.
I don't know. Again, what does that even mean? I'm still figuring that out, but like just more raw.
Well, are you an artist or just the type of person that you go, well, I already did that. I don't need to do that again.
I mean, yes and no, because it's just whatever is that feeling. If the feeling is still there, you just keep going for it.
Yeah.
But it's just whatever feels right in the moment.
Yeah, totally. Just keep following that.
Yeah.
Thanks, dude.
Appreciate you.
Ping.
Thank you, guys. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.